This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A senior aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo resigned on Sunday in the wake of a state attorney general's report that the governor sexually harassed 11 women. Melissa DeRosa, secretary to the governor, issued a statement on Sunday night saying the past 2 years have been, quote, emotionally and mentally trying. An investigative report into the allegations against Cuomo found that DeRosa had been part of the effort to retaliate against one of the women who had spoken out publicly about Cuomo's behavior. In another development, a former assistant who filed a criminal complaint against Governor Cuomo last week on accusations he groped her in the governor's executive mansion is speaking publicly for the first time. In a televised interview to be broadcast Monday, she says the governor, quote, needs to be held accountable. The woman said she filed the report to hold Cuomo responsible for his actions. What he did to me was a crime, she said in an excerpt released by CBS on Sunday. Cuomo has denied any wrongdoing and resisted widespread calls for his resignation, including from fellow Democrats such as U.S. President Joe Biden. However, Cuomo could soon face impeachment and removal from office by state lawmakers. Authorities in the United States said Sunday a monstrous fire in Northern California has grown to become the second largest wildfire in state history, with three people reported missing and thousands fleeing the advancing flames. The so-called Dixie Fire now covers an area larger than Los Angeles and is the largest active wildfire in the United States. However, it is only one of 11 major wildfires in California. CAL FIRE says the blaze remains contained at 21%, same as Saturday. This is VOA News.